It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4 to 1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
And good Tuesday morning, everyone. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy Rios this morning once again. Another busy, busy, busy news day. In fact, it's so busy, I had to call in help this morning. With me in studio is a guy you may be familiar with. Ed Vitagliano is our executive vice president here at American Family Association. Ed, welcome to Sandy Rios in the morning. We're going to call it Ed and Fred.
Fred and Ed, Frick and Frack. Any other great Batman and Robin?
Something along that line.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, this is kind of a reunion because you and I first were hosting programs going way back.
Yes.
With Brother Don on AFA Report.
AFA Report, that's right. That's 15 years ago? I lose track of time, but.
Wow.
Yeah, that goes way back. I remember Brother Don being on the program and. We'd get news stories that he wanted to talk about sometimes a half an hour before the show. He said, here's your.
That was a good day.
Yeah, that was a good day. We had to scramble, make sure you understood the issues.
I know. And you know, we were there for important moments in history in this country.
Right.
2003.
Yes.
What happened in that year was incredible.
Oh, that was Lawrence v. Texas, mm-hmm. as well as... Gene Robinson, the first openly homosexual bishop who consecrated in the Episcopal Church.
Yeah.
Lawrence v. Texas was also the year that the Mississippi Supreme Judicial Court legalized gay marriage.
Massachusetts,
what did I say?
Mississippi,
yeah, Massachusetts. Yeah. It's early. Yeah. This is Sandy Rios' hour. This is early. It began with an M, so.
Yes, but those three decisions, and I remember, you know, Brother Don had... He's such a visionary in so many ways. And I remember him talking about, you know, this is happening and this is not the end of this story.
Right.
That this is going to expand and like a prophet,
yes.
He was right. I mean, it took many more years, but last year we saw the legalization of homosexual marriage in this country. And he was one of those that predicted. I remember in 9/11, a lot of people were saying, you know, people will turn against Islam because of what happened on 9/11. But he said, no, this was going to be the best news for Islam ever because the media would spin it into something positive.
Even I blinked a couple of times when he said that on the air. He said, this is the best thing to ever happen to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, I was thinking just the opposite. And I got to tell you exactly right, Fred. Brother Don was and still is, you know, a visionary, but we're talking about back 10, 15 years ago. Because everything he saw coming, there were times when I'd go, I don't see that happening. But he invariably was right. And what happened was many Americans, many politicians bent over backwards to not offend peaceful Muslims. And I understand that impulse, but it actually became a defense. Now the word Islamophobia is heard frequently in mm-hmm. political squabbles. So, and as you're certainly right about the 2003, those three big moments, Brother Don said that, you know, made predictions based on that, and it has come to pass.
Absolutely. And of course, part of his vision that God gave him was back in 1990 in starting this radio network.
Right.
And at that time, you know, to go before the board of directors of the American Family Association and say, hey, I want to start a radio network. I'm sure many people around that table blinked and said, okay, Brother Don, are you serious? But God had given that vision. Now we're up to almost 200 stations. And the good news we want to talk about this morning, Lord willing, we're about to expand once again. You remember about a year ago, we were on the air talking about expanding into Northern Virginia.
Right.
And opening up a radio station that would allow the American Family Radio voice to get into that part of Northern Virginia, which is just chock full of government officials. You may work in D.C., but you live in Northern Virginia.
Right.
That's the way it is. And just a few weeks ago, we turned on the power on that radio station, and now we're being heard thanks to the faithfulness, once again, of the listeners of American Family Radio. And so we're coming to you this morning with some more great news, Ed. We're about to expand again.
Yeah, you know, Fred, and we're calling this again this year, America Cannot Wait, today only, folks. And this is not just a radio thing. This is across all the divisions of American Family Association. We have been and have been preparing and will be speaking about it on American Family Radio. One day only, we have an opportunity to expand again. And Fred, I've got to say, and I don't use this terminology lightly, but we do consider this a God thing.
Mm.
And here's the reason why. Last year when this opportunity arose, and it just seemed to drop into our lap, American Family Radio had been sitting on, 194 stations, I think, in 38 states. And I don't know anyone around here who is thinking about expanding. The reason why, it is so expensive to get into big cities, and there is so much red tape. We talked about last year, America Cannot Wait, in terms of getting us into Northern Virginia. It has taken all this time to get that station on because of the hoops you have to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
Not just federal in terms of the Federal Communications Commission, but city and state and county regulations in Northern Virginia. My goodness, every time we would ask the gentleman who was in charge of getting that station on the air, we would say, surely soon. We're hoping soon. We actually had a delay for, a month or something because of the type of flowers they wanted planted at the base. I mean, it's just crazy. But then we have another opportunity to expand. And as I said, we weren't looking for this. It's just like God dropped this in our lap. So here is the deal, folks. American Family Radio has the opportunity to reach an additional 2.5 million people. That's the potential listening audience in areas including Baton Rouge and New Orleans, Louisiana, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm.
Stations that either are coming online or will be coming online, we have an opportunity to get these stations. And like I said, it just dropped into our lap. And as you said, this is part of the original vision of Brother Don Weilman. Get the voice of Christian America to the ears of more and more people.
And, more and more when I talk to people and people come on the air and they say, we're so glad that you're doing this. We're so glad American Family Radio is there. And we're giving you an opportunity, as you have said, Ed, for one day only. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners, Ed, who have come to appreciate American Family Radio, especially when we're in this time of growing spiritual darkness out there. And the comments that we and the feedback that we get from many people is, thank God for American Family Radio. You give the biblical side of the story to all of this.
Right.
Great preaching programs, the talk programs like Sandy Rios in the morning. And we're giving you an opportunity, folks, to share these programs with 2.5 more million people out there. What an opportunity. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can call there right now. You just have today to do it.
Right.
This isn't the three-day share-a-thon that
right.
you're used to in the spring and in the fall. It is just a special project for these markets once again today. Markets Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Louisiana, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville, Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee. Those aren't small towns.
No, that's correct.
There are huge potential audiences in all of these markets. And that's like Northern Virginia. When you talk about the population
right.
of Northern Virginia, God is opening up the door. Now, we're glad that we have stations in smaller communities.
Right.
But this is incredible to get into these markets. And you have an opportunity, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
Well, and the thing is, Fred, these are big markets, and this just it has to be a God thing.
Mm.
And again, I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to make this more than it is. to have these markets open up suddenly like this, all in one bundle, in terms of this year, not counting last year in Culpeper, Virginia, we asked ourselves when this first happened last year and then again coming up in this year, we asked ourselves, why is God doing this? Why is this suddenly being handed to us on a silver platter? And we believe, we're not prophets, you know, but we believe the time is turning so dark that God is giving us an opportunity to reach more people. Now, folks, we come to you on this one-day effort. It's not just about these radio stations, because I want to tell you about one other project we have going that we've kind of put in together with this, what we're calling America Cannot Wait 2.0. That is a full-length documentary that we are working, American Family Studios. The teams are already out there interviewing some great names. It's called The God Who Speaks. Now, you talk about a moment in time for an effort like this, a documentary like this. This is about reaffirming biblical authority. It is producing this project. It is a defense of the authority of Scripture. And it is a documentary that we are using, or hope to use, to restore and shore up the faith of Christians, because the Bible and the authority of the Bible is under attack. You hear people saying all the time, well, how do you know the Bible is God's word? That's what this documentary is about. It is a reaffirming of biblical authority. And the cost of this is going to be pretty hefty, but we think it is time for a documentary like this. It is an opportunity for the expansion of American Family Radio that we said we've got to go to our listeners one more time. We've got to go to our journal readers one more time. We got to go to our supporters who give in response to our house file, our letter each month. We have got to go to every supporter in every area, listeners, readers, so on and so forth. We cannot pass this up, so we're asking you folks to give today. You're going to hear this all day long in American Family Radio. If you get the journal, you've already been reading about that for the last couple of months. If you get the monthly letter we send out from Tim Wildman, you've been reading about that. This is an opportunity we cannot pass up, and we are asking you to give to this.
You know, one of the other powerful programs here at American Family Radio that we've been blessed with is Dan Seeley's Financial Issues.
Right.
And if you're a regular listener to Dan, and we have hundreds of thousands of those, you'll often hear Dan say, every penny in your pocket does not belong to you.
Right.
It belongs to God. And this is really an appeal to invest in and things that matter for eternity.
Right.
And that has been the driving force of American Family Radio. It is investing in matters of importance for eternity.
Right.
That is why you will hear during the day these gospel preaching programs, like Dr. Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas, like Dr. David Jeremiah, and so many others. We understand that yes, there are political battles out there, but it's really being driven by spiritual values.
Yes.
And that is the difference with American Family Radio. Yeah, you can get news from other private secular networks.
Right.
But you're going to get it from a very humanistic worldview. The difference with us is that we're going to come at it from a biblical perspective.
Right.
In all of these stories. So you get an opportunity to invest the money today that God has given you to be a steward over. You get a chance. 877-616-2396. You love American Family Radio programming. You want others to be able to get a blessing from it. Here's an opportunity today. 877-616-2396. Because, folks, America cannot wait. You're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning. Fred Ned here, and we'll be back right after this break.
Hello everyone, I'm Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association and American Family Radio.
One of the places we'll visit on our spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon is the United States Marine Corps Memorial, also known as the Iwo Jima Memorial, built in 1954 and the largest bronze statue in the world. Stephen McDowell, who's the president of the Providence Foundation, a historian, will join us all along the way, answer questions, talk about the people, the places, and the events in our nation's capital, and then on to Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington. In addition, we'll go to Colonial Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown for those who want to join us for this separate trip, which just precedes the Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon tour. For all the information on either of these tours, just visit us on the website, spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, this is in September. Go to the website, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
I want to take a moment to share two opportunities that we have to become a more powerful voice for Christian America. One is in our radio division. A door has opened for us to increase our outreach in 8 radio markets with a potential of 2.5 million new listeners. We'll take truth to families in places like New Orleans, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, and Memphis, Tennessee. The other opportunity is the American Family Studios full-length documentary titled The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority. Would you please consider a financial gift to help us offset the cost of these projects? Also, please pray that God might use these projects to restore America's moral foundations.
Please donate now at 877-616-2396 or visit afr.net.
The Tide Radio Ministry is celebrating 69 years of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm Don Shank, Director of the Tide, and this is today's Global Update. Reflecting on the past 69 years of the Tide Ministry, we marvel at how God took a vision for a local radio ministry, reaching one small town, and transformed it into a global outreach that's bringing people around the world into relationship with Him. Our work now includes discipleship activities and radio programs in 23 languages. 3 of those languages were just added this year, and already they're making a difference in the lives of many people. Like Marco, who says our latest Albanian language radio program is a blessing for him. He wrote, "I can learn a lot of things about God and how to live according to His Word. I see how my life is changing because of this program." To learn more about the Tide Ministry and help us share the gospel with more people like Marco, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. How would you like to finish your degree online? Truett McConnell University makes that possible with their top-notch online program. You can even earn a master's in theology. For 70 years, Truett McConnell University has been preparing students to fulfill God's high calling on their lives, on campus or online. A degree that can not only change your life, but also your workplace. Truett.edu is the website. That's Truett.edu. Every now and then, a story crosses my desk that reminds me the country hasn't gone off the deep end, at least not just yet. And that brings me to the story of Samia McLaughlin from Detroit, Michigan. Samia just turned 9, and what she decided to do with her birthday money is going to make you smile. The little girl was moved by the terrible thing that happened in Dallas. So Samia decided to make lunch for the police officers of Detroit's 11th Precinct. Oh, it was quite a feast, sack lunches filled with turkey sandwiches and potato chips, even a cookie. "Just a little something to say thank you," she said, "a reminder that all lives matter, and indeed they do." It's a lesson we could all learn from this 9-year-old girl with a heart of gold. It was a good day at Detroit's 11th Precinct, and I'd wager that it was probably the best-tasting turkey sandwich those officers ever had. I'm Todd Stearns.
Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
And welcome back to Sandy Rios in the Morning. Fred Jackson and Ed Battagliano. It takes 2 guys to fit in for Sandy.
To fill her shoes, that's right.
It's good to be with you today, and as we've been talking about, it's a special day here at American Family Radio. This is our 2016 edition of America Cannot Wait, giving you another opportunity to expand the reach of American Family Radio into markets such as New Orleans, Louisiana, Jacksonville, Florida, Huntsville, Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee, just to name a few. We've been given a tremendous opportunity to expand into those markets, and you can help us out right now. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, 877-616-2396. It is not like our Share-a-thons, three-day stretches. It is just today, folks, 877-616-2396. You can help expand our reach. You can help get American Family Radio and our voice into these markets. And we have so many loyal listeners out there, so many listeners that appreciate what we do on a day-by-day basis. And here's an example of just one of those listeners.
I totally changed my mind about abortion when I heard people being interviewed on AFR that had been considered for abortion, and they were very grateful that their mother did not abort them. And also the idea that during an abortion, the only person that doesn't have a say-so is the baby being aborted. So I wanted to thank you for giving me that other side of the story.
Giving me the other side of the story, Ed. And that's what we have been allowed to do by God's good grace. And he has allowed us to have that voice out there. What a testimony that this lady is giving, because what she heard on American Family Radio, we're talking about, in addition to getting the gospel out there, about getting news from a Christian perspective, actually saving lives. Testimonies from people who were listening to American Family Radio who were considering an abortion and decided not to. And folks, you have an opportunity to participate in that today.
Well, for the last 25 years, that's what American Family Radio has been doing. And folks, the reason we've come to you last year for the North Virginia station and this year for this this group of stations is because this is the first time in a long, long time, many, many years, that AFR has expanded. And as we said in the first segment, Fred, this was just kind of dropped into our lap. We have really, in praying about it and thinking about it, we just feel like this is what God is doing. And the reason we're asking you is to help make this happen. 2.5 million more people could be listening to American Family Radio in these markets that Fred mentioned: Baton Rouge and New Orleans, Louisiana; Corpus Christi, Texas; Jacksonville, Florida; Lexington, Kentucky; Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama; and Memphis, Tennessee. That's a lot of folks. We feel like it is a critical moment in our nation's history, and that's why God is giving us the opportunity to expand. If you want to help make this happen, we mentioned in the first segment also the feature-length documentary, The God Who Speaks, which will be a reaffirmation of biblical authority, why people can trust the Bible. This is going to be huge in churches and small groups. If you want to help make these things happen, it is a critical moment. We're asking you today, and only today, for this, to call in and help us make this happen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net if you'd rather just do it online. AFR.net, you'll see that front and center. For a gift of $10 or more, you will receive what we're calling a Patriot Pack, which is a 5-DVD set of the documentary we made 2 years ago, A Time to Speak. It is about the growing danger and threat to religious liberty. It is just fantastic. Well done by our division, American Family Studios. You get five copies of that, is what we're saying here. It's the same DVD, it's the same documentary, but you can give it away. You can give copies away. That's what we want. We want people to hear and to know what's going on in this country, Fred. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, the number to call right now. People are waiting for your call. You know, you just mentioned this 5-DVD pack that we put together. And at the time, you know, we were just really starting to see a growing manifestation of the threats to religious freedom in this country.
Right.
In fact, that very issue is top and center today at a House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform in Washington, D.C. As we're speaking, people are gathering for this hearing today on religious liberty and H.R. 2802, the First Amendment Defense Act. Now, you may say that sounds like a lot of government googly-gook, but it's not. This is about, and you're going to hear incredible testimony today from people who have had their jobs taken away from them for simply expressing biblical truth. And one of the people giving a testimony today is going to be Calvin Cochran, the former Atlanta fire chief, all right, former U.S. fire administrator in the Obama administration. And this is a man who was fired, Ed, for simply declaring biblical truth about homosexuality, not at the job place,
right,
on his own time. And right, he was fired for expressing his religious beliefs on his own time.
Yeah, and folks, this is people are shocked when they hear about this kind of thing. And even a lot of people in the media have not heard of this story of Calvin Cochran. What he did, he's a Sunday school teacher. He leads a men's group at his church. This is a godly man, Calvin Cochran. As you mentioned, Fred, not only was the fire chief in Atlanta, but he had this very important spot in the Obama administration to promote fire safety. Well, he wrote a book for men talking about sexual purity and holiness. And he had on one page, he had two paragraphs talking about homosexuality. This is not a book about homosexuality. This is a book about sexual purity. Well, when a couple of people who were liberal progressive, one was a homosexual within the Atlanta Fire Department, found out about his book. Okay. Now, he made this book available to some of his Christian friends that he had a prayer meeting with at work. When the mayor found out that it was critical from a biblical perspective of homosexuality and same-sex marriage, he was fired. Yes, people find that kind of thing hard to believe. And this wasn't in some backwater place, you know, in Washington State, which, you know, normally fairly liberal. Atlanta, in broad daylight, so to speak, out in front for everybody. You don't get with the program, you're fired, you lose your job. Calvin Cochran is going to court to try to get his religious liberties back. But as you said, Fred, this House hearing is about the fact that Calvin Cochran is not alone.
Absolutely, and we've heard this story over and over again. And just to give you an example of the kind of man he is, this is what he has stated. He said, you know, homosexual citizens deserve the right to express their belief regarding sexual orientation, deserve to be respected for their position without hate and discrimination. But he says Christians also have the right to express their beliefs as well. We don't see homosexuals, Ed, being fired for expressing their beliefs. Among those beliefs that they express is that, you know, you Christians are wrong and you Christians are hateful. Cochran is saying, okay, you have the right to say that.
Right.
Homosexual activists, you don't see them being fired from their job. But and this is the thing with this book that you mentioned. He actually gave a copy of the book early on to his bosses. But when somebody complained, there was one openly homosexual member of Atlanta City Council, Alex Wan, and he, of course, supported the city's decision. We often hear from the homosexual activists, you folks over there need to be more tolerant.
Right.
You need to be more tolerant of us. But there's no tolerance being expressed towards those today who on their own time, we're not talking about people who come up and get in people's faces on the job.
Right.
We're not talking about that at all.
Nobody likes that.
No.
From either perspective.
And we had the other example more recently from Chief Cochran's story. We had the story of another gentleman who was a bivocational pastor in the Atlanta area as well. And he had a high-ranking position in the Department of Health, as I recollect. He's a bivocational pastor. The government agency sent spies, basically, to look at his sermons.
Right.
And when he found that he was preaching, again, he's just preaching what he sees in God's Word.
Right.
He was fired. Again, not because he was preaching at people on the job.
Right.
It's because of what he was doing outside the job. It is hard to believe that this kind of thing is happening in this country, but it is why this hearing is being held today in Washington, D.C.
Well, and Fred, it's I personally believe, I think everyone here at AFA believes, that if people are allowed during break times or lunchtime to talk about politics or sports— then people should also be allowed to talk about religion respectfully. Okay, nobody wants to, while you're eating your ham sandwich, to be harassed about your religious beliefs. We understand that. But this isn't even that. We're not talking about discussions. We're not talking about people getting fired for bringing up the subject of Jesus around the water cooler. We are talking about in their own private time, in books they write off the job or sermons they preach. Now, folks, you may be hearing about this for the first time, but this has been going on for 10 years, but has really accelerated in the last five. If you have not heard about this, it's because very few people are talking about it. American Family Radio, American Family Association through its various news outlets, One News Now, American Family Association Journal, our action alerts that you can sign up for on AFA.net. We talk about this kind of thing because the threat to religious liberty is real. And that is why we are excited about the opportunity to get this kind of discussion going in some of these other big markets where AFR has an opportunity to expand. We are talking about Baton Rouge in New Orleans, Louisiana, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee. 2.5 million additional people can hear the kinds of issues from the biblical perspective that we're talking about right now, and as well as the regular news stuff that people get with American Family News and on One News Now. Fred, how can people help get this done?
Very easy. Pick up your phone right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You helped us successfully put a station on the air last year in Northern Virginia. So that now all those government workers, all those people who work for the government, when they're commuting back and forth, is it Interstate 66, I think, that comes out of Washington, D.C.? And I mean, if you're up in that area, if you're waiting for the subway to get downtown, listening to radio, you can now hear American Family Radio.
Right.
Falls Church, places like that, out towards the major airport that's out there in Northern Virginia. And all of those people commuting back and forth, you know, when you're in your car, you listen to radio.
Right.
You know, usually when you're home, you might be listening to TV or watching TV.
Yeah.
But when you're in the car, all right, hopefully you're not watching TV. Put that away.
Don't text.
Don't text. You're listening to radio. And here is an opportunity to contribute to that Northern Virginia station. Thank God just a couple of weeks ago, it went on the air.
Yes.
Because of your faithfulness, folks. And right now you have an opportunity to expand in these major markets. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Ed, you mentioned a moment ago, on American Family Radio News and OneNewsNow.com, it's not just a Christian website. It's not just a Christian newscast. We're giving you the news of the day so
right.
that you don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to go to ABC News and NBC News, NPR. Which gets a lot of your taxpayers' money, by the way. We like to remind people about that, about NPR, millions of dollars.
Right.
We do it because of your contributions to us. But you get the other news of the day. One of the other big stories we're going to be covering today, folks, President Barack Obama, within the next few hours, is on his way to Dallas, Texas, for a memorial service for the officers who were killed there last Thursday evening and Friday morning last week. He'll be there to speak to that. But you know, Ed, it was troubling. We were talking about this earlier during a speech in Spain. He was in Europe last week. He said things aren't that bad in America right now. And I, what? You know, he really said that. But, you know, the mainstream media didn't focus on it that much.
Right.
There's the difference in perspective. Things are bad in America right now. There is spiritual warfare in this country. And that's the perspective we like to give these stories. And that's the perspective of American Family Radio, an opportunity to expand in these major markets.
And it is spiritual. It's a spiritual root to the problems that are going on in this country. Folks, 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you want to give. Help American Family Radio expand. Help us get this feature-length documentary, The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority.
Hey, you're with Ed and Fred for Sandy Rios in the Morning. We're back right after the break.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it too? If you're like a lot of people, you would like to support the culture-changing efforts of the American Family Association. But there's the very pressing reality that your income must meet your current needs as well as act as seed for future income, either for the short term or for life. A charitable gift annuity might be your answer. A charitable gift annuity offers a unique method for both planning ahead for permanent income and supporting the work of the American Family Association. An AFA Foundation representative will walk you through the details of creating a charitable gift annuity, allowing you to decide if a charitable gift annuity is right for your individual financial situation. Connect with us today by calling 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit us online at afafoundation.net.
Hi, my name is Alex McFarland. The Word of God in the life of a believer is one of primary and vital importance. The Word of God tells us that we are to read the Scripture, believe and know the Scripture, and share those Scriptures with others. On Exploring the Word, we're helping listeners rise to the challenge of this, to hide God's Word in their heart and to live a life honoring and fruitful for the author, Jesus Christ.
Exploring the Word, weekday afternoons at 3 Central on AFR Talk.
What are students saying about Wesley Biblical Seminary? Here's Pastor Jack Marshall.
As a pastor, I feel like I've been enabled to share gems with my congregation. I've been challenged with every course that I've had. They've opened up the Scriptures.
I'm John Nyhoff, president of Wesley Biblical Seminary. Come and be a part of our community.
Apply today at wbs.edu. Wesley Biblical Seminary. Discover the difference.
Marquis Laughlin is founder of Acts of the Word Ministry and host of the radio and online show The Moral Dilemma. He challenges believers to develop a biblical worldview through dramatized illustrations and interpretive readings of the Bible.
They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. Among these were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Marquis Laughlin is sure to be an entertaining speaker this year at the annual AFA Retreat at the Cove, October 3rd through 6th. Space is limited to 400 attendees, so make your plans soon. Get more information at afafoundation.net. Register by calling 800-950-2092, option 1, followed by option 2. It's the annual Retreat at the Cove in the beautiful Smoky Mountains of North Carolina at the Billy Graham Training Center in Asheville, North Carolina. And we hope to see you there.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. The International Arbitration Tribunal of the Law of the Sea Treaty has just ruled that one of LOST's member states, Communist China, has violated the rights of another, the Philippines. Beijing was found to have no valid claim to the South China Sea despite its manufacturing and arming of islands throughout the region. The Chinese have imperiously rejected the ruling and are now in a position forcibly to resist any effort to enforce it. As I and other critics of the Law of the Sea Treaty have long argued, its restrictions only apply to law-abiding nations. Were the U.S. to join, it would impose real burdens on us, but it cannot on countries like China that routinely breach their treaty obligations. The stage is being inexorably set for conflict in the Western Pacific. China is preparing for it, and so must we. This is Frank Affney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
And this is Sandy Rios in the Morning. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy today. With me in studio is Ed Battagliano. And we're joined by another guest right now, Buddy Smith, one of our vice presidents here. Buddy, welcome.
Good morning, Fred and Ed. How are you?
Good to have you with us. This is not a good substitute for Sandy Rios.
No, three.
Now it takes three to replace her. It
takes three.
Man, oh, man.
Such a lovely voice. She's a singer. Yeah. Now, Buddy's a singer, too, but three gruff old guys.
This is somewhat embarrassing, guys. I have to admit. It's wow.
Hey, listen, Sandy Rios will be back with us again tomorrow. She's just away today. But this is a very special day, as we've been talking about here at American Family Radio. America Cannot Wait. Coming to you once again, giving you an opportunity to share in the exciting news that American Family Radio has another opportunity to expand, just as we did in Northern Virginia last year. We have an opportunity to expand in cities like Baton Rouge, Louisiana, New Orleans, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee. It is a wonderful opportunity, and just for this one day only, you can help us. We know there are literally hundreds of thousands of listeners here to American Family Radio who appreciate what we do on a daily basis. People like James, who loves AFR and loves Sandy Rios in the morning.
Yeah, my name is James from Jamestown, North Dakota, and I listen to 89.9 AFR. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I love AFR, period. They have a lot of good programming. I listen to them as much as I can during the day and into the night. I especially like Sandy Rios. Sandy in the morning is basically my alarm clock. She gets me really jacked up to be an activist, and that's what we need to do, is to make a difference out there and help change the culture. When my wife gets ready for work in the morning, I listen to Sandy on a headset, and my wife watches some silly ABC TV noise. And I just want to say thanks to Sandy, thanks to AFR. I just want to encourage everybody to support AFR. I love those guys.
Well, sounds like James needs to be a missionary for American Family Radio. And his first convert is going to be his wife.
His wife. Well, maybe it's something to do with fashion news.
Probably.
I don't know. But Sandy Rios is not about fashion. She's about hard-hitting news,
yes,
and
amen.
Stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. She's our Director of Governmental Affairs up in D.C. She's going to be at the Republican Convention next week. She covers a lot of that kind of thing on site for us, and it's always exciting to have that kind of perspective for the American Family Radio listening family.
Absolutely. 877-616-2396, the number to call. 877-616-2396. Just today, folks, is the opportunity for you to help us to be good stewards of the money God has given you, to help expand the voice of American Family Radio into these exciting large markets. Now, as Ed has been telling you, there's another side to this whole project, and Buddy Smith, we've invited you to come in to expand a little bit more on this exciting DVD project.
Oh, guys, I tell you what, the Lord is listening to you earlier this morning, and you've been talking about how God is continuing to open doors for AFA and AFR, and what an excitement that is. I've been here a while, and there's been a lot of that excitement through the years. God, for some reason, has his hand upon what we're doing, and I don't think it's because of anything about us.
Right.
I just think he's put us here for a time like this. I was at a local event speaking last night, and person after person coming up to me, and one talking about a dear friend that had moved from another state here and had never heard of AFR. She introduced him to AFR. They accepted Christ. They're living for the Lord now. Another person comes up and says, you know, I appreciate all the information, the news, Fred, that I get from AFA, but I have to tell you, it's my walk with God. I've just grown so much in the Lord, and it's just because of the food from God's Word that I received from AFR. So thank God for the opportunity that we've been given, and one of these projects that you guys are talking about, one of these new expansion projects, is this full-length documentary that American Family Studios is already working on, The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority. And we all know we're living in a day when God's truth, God's Word, is just being challenged from every front, including the church. You know, I have been a part of a denomination that unfortunately had, kind of like our country, had rich beginnings, but has left her first love and has left the foundations, the truth of God's Word. So we know that in this time of challenge of biblical authority, there needs to be some undergirding, some kind of reaffirming of the importance of God's word. We serve a God who is not silent. He has chosen to reveal himself and his truth to us. And he is a God who speaks, and he's speaking, and he has spoken through his word. And so this will be a tremendous, powerful tool just to give to our listeners and our supporters here at American Family Association some understanding of the importance of God's word, and reaffirming that that word is final. It's truth. It's truth with a capital T. And Ed and Fred, we're going around the country, like you guys mentioned, it's already underway, interviewing men and women who are just, I mean, it's an A-team. When I look over this list of those who have agreed to step up, those who are scholarly, those who, first of all, critical in their thinking, very scholastic, however, men and women that believe that this is God, the God who speaks, this is in his inherent word, it is without error. James Boyce said one time, you know, God does not stutter.
That's right.
When he speaks, it is truth and it is final. So we've got men. I'll name over just a couple of them. Daryl Brock, professor at Dallas Theological Seminary. D.A. Carson, professor, Trinity Evangelical Seminary. Karen, is it Jobes, Ed?
I think so, yeah.
She's professor emerita at Wheaton College. Michael Kruger, professor, Reformed Theological Seminary. I know just this past week they were at Asbury College in Kentucky and interviewing Dr. John Oswalt. Dr. Erwin Lutzer will certainly be a name that resonates with our listeners, pastor emeritus at the great Moody Church. Josh McDowell, as a matter of fact, that interview I know is coming up this week, a great apologist for the Christian faith. Carl Truman, professor, Westminster Theological Seminary. Jerry Vines, pastor emeritus of the great First Baptist, Jacksonville, Florida. So the list goes on. I mean, we are just very, very excited about this tool that we believe will make a difference. You know, it seems that the questioning of God's word, unfortunately, you know, the stream of theological thought has just really been poisoned kind of at the theological seminary level. And thankfully, we still have those seminaries and those men and women who have not been affected by that poison.
Well, and you know, the thing is, it's become very it's out of the closet in terms of the mocking of God's word. Even
exactly.
I mean, there have always been atheist voices that denied it, and you might get into that at a party. I remember when I was in Bible college, my wife was working full time, I was going to school full time, working part time. We got invited to her Christmas party from work, and somebody was asking me what I was studying, and then this guy comes along. He was an atheist. And so we had a you know, vociferous disagreement for 15 minutes or so till my wife pulled me aside. Those kinds of discussions, Christians have been used to those for 2,000 years. But
right.
It has become so open, so blatant, so aggressive, not just questioning but mocking God's word. I think back to the Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown, which was made into a major motion picture featuring Tom Hanks, I don't know, 6-7 years ago or so. The ideas that were put forth in that book, which were discounted by serious historians, secular, not even Christian, they said this is nonsense. But there are still people today who think that God's word, what we have, was the creation of men.
Yeah,
it was a scheme by church leaders.
Right.
We're going to be answering those questions in this documentary, and we are going to be giving ammunition. That's a great part of what American Family Association, American Family Radio does. We give ammunition to people. This documentary, I'm so excited about it, but it's not cheap. I mean, American Family Studios going around to interview these people.
Right.
This is a $500,000 project, but we believe And that's why we're asking folks to give today, this One Day America Cannot Wait campaign. We believe this is worth the effort. We've got American Family Studios personnel going to be on the road for months.
Yes.
Away from family and stuff, because we believe the time is now, Fred, for us to defend God's word and to make sure that Christians, first and foremost, believe and don't have their faith rattled. But then we inform them about what's happening in culture, and we equip them to respond, and then we give them opportunities to get active. And that's what we're asking people to do today. We're asking them to get active. These projects, this expansion for American Family Radio to 2.5 million more potential listeners, this is a big deal. We believe this is a God thing. We're asking for folks to help pitch in.
877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. It's kind of a mini share-a-thon type environment that we're involved with today. You know, James, our listener we heard from a few moments ago, not just a listener, but getting involved.
Right.
That really struck me.
Yes.
Is that we encourage people, you know, we give you the information. So it's out there on a platter for you to take. But also there's the encouragement here just to get up out of the chair and do something about it. And this is one thing you can do today. Get up out of the chair. You probably don't even have to do that.
Right.
You just got your cell phone and you dial right now, 877-616-2396, and make your contribution to these terrific projects to expand American Family Radio into these major, major markets, places like Baton Rouge that are hurting right now.
Right.
Yes.
Imagine, you know, and this is part, and we've talked about this before in recent days because of these horrible events going on in these cities, is that this is part of spiritual warfare.
It is.
These cities need American Family Radio.
Right.
To give that godly perspective. And that godly perspective, what we believe here, God's word is absolute truth.
Yes.
It doesn't change. You were talking about the spiritual side of things.
Right.
And very sadly, seminaries many times leading people away from believing that God's word still applies, that it's still absolute truth. Although, you know, you can look at our world today, you look at Europe and other places, and sadly right here in our own country, when you unhinge yourself, when you unhook yourself from the authority of God's word, there are problems.
Yes.
And these projects, the expansion of our radio stations into these major markets, and also this documentary, The God Who Speaks, is all about reminding people that our God doesn't change.
That's right.
And he has the answers.
He does.
To these problems that we deal with in the news every day.
Yes.
He has the answers to it. And we're also told as Christians, we ought to be ready to give an answer.
Right.
True.
And that's what this DVD is, this documentary project is all about. This will help you deliver the answers when you're asked the questions, why is it that you believe what you believe?
Right.
Right.
Why won't you change with the rest of culture?
That's right.
Why won't you get along with the rest of us?
Mm-hmm.
And this project, this documentary will help you, buddy, give the answers.
Yes, it will. And Jesus is still the answer for the world today. I believe our listeners know that. But if they don't, just a reminder that he has all the answers, and God's word is our source for that, and so this is an important project, and you can come alongside and help us, and we're counting on you to do that. Thank you so much. God bless you.
877-616-2396. You got it in stereo, folks. 877-616-2396. Ed, buddy, thank you for joining us. Good to have you with us, folks, as always, as the day rolls along. I just pray that God will move in your heart to come alongside us, be part of these exciting projects. 877-616-2396. Stand by for much more great programming here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.